and you get to listen to cool music. It's 8 p.m., and I'll be here for another hour. So, sit back, relax, try not to think about school while I play some more music about, well, school.
Out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math.
goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. Right to the juke joint you go in. Drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. From head to toe, round and round and round you go. Drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. The drums loud and bold. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul.
Boys like you were born to waste. You never listen to a word I said. And if you think you hear the mess around, stay, 'cause you're gonna find out the hard way. You're gonna find out the hard way. No matter what I do or say, you're much too dumb to educate. One day life's gonna turn around and slap you in the face. And you're gonna find out the hard way. You take the hard way. Gonna take the hard way. We'll be right back.
It's getting better all the time.
I used to get mad at my school.
I can't complain.
The teachers that taught me weren't cool.
I can't complain.
They're holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with your rules. I've got to admit, it's getting better.
Kids, cuckoo, cuckoo, Mrs. Robinson.
Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car? Singing along to the radio music? The radio music. Counting trucks? Or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. A public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Tufts Educational Radio, you might even say. Let's see, so right now we are listening to Yin Yin with the Sacred Valley of Cusco. I think this is it's not school related, but I thought it was a cool song. Before this, we had Simon and Garfunkel with Mrs. Robinson. And you might be saying, Mellow Max, that's not quite a school-related song now, is it? Well, it's specifically Mrs. Robinson from The Graduate soundtrack, which would make it school-related. One of my favorite quotes from that movie? Plastics. Which is also how I describe what I do for work. Plastics. And that's it. That's all you need to know. That movie came out in... What year? The Graduate movie. That movie came out in 1967, and plastics it's still plastics is plastics, as no one says. Before that was The Beatles with Getting Better. The Future's So Bright, I Gotta Wear Shades by Timbuk3, Baggy Trousers by Madness, The Hard Way by The Kinks, School Day, Ring Ring Goes the Bell by Chuck Berry, Be True to Your School by the Beach Boys, and Rock and Roll High School by the Ramones. Yeah, that was a bunch of nice short songs. Maybe we'll have some long songs. Oh, I do need to play a 10-minute song at some point during this set, because King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard one of my favorite bands, dropped a new single today, and it's called Ice 5. And oh, Ice 5 is a reference to, I believe, I might be completely wrong. I may be completely, completely wrong. I'm Googling. Nope, I have no idea. But maybe it's Ice 4? I don't know. There's some ice and then a number, and it's a sci-fi short story about a special kind of ice that, I don't know, I guess freezes all of the other, it's like a structure, I don't know. I'll find more and tell you about it before I play the song. Here's some fun facts about fruit. Did you know that apples, peaches, and raspberries are all members of the rose family? Pumpkins and avocados are fruits, not vegetables. There's so many things that are fruits, not vegetables. Apples float in water because they're 25% air. Not all oranges are in fact orange. I think that that's okay, yeah. A strawberry isn't an actual berry, but a banana is a berry. Strawberries aren't, but bananas are. We've been lied to. And, let's see. Last one is that apples give you more energy than coffee, and each pineapple plant only produces one pineapple per year. Fun facts with Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My show is even more highly recommended. It is 8:28. I will be here for another 32 minutes. So I think that I might be coming to the end of the school theme soon. I might have a couple more songs in me. A couple, maybe meaning three or four. But yeah, without further ado, Rockpile.
Teach me what to do. Teach you, teach.
I found it. The short story that I was talking about before was a Kurt Vonnegut. It's from Cat's Cradle. A general had a problem. Mud. Marines have slogged their way through it for generations. Is it possible to get rid of mud without having to carry anything heavy? Marines already have enough to carry. Dr. Felix Honegger, an original thinker, found the outside-the-box answer. A single crystal of Ice 9 would crystallize every bit of water it touched. Suppose, young man, that one Marine had with him a tiny capsule containing a seed of Ice 9, a new way for the atoms of water to stack and lock, to freeze. If that Marine threw that seed into the nearest puddle, the puddle would freeze, I guessed. And all the muck around the puddle? It would freeze. And all the puddles in the frozen muck? They would freeze. And the pools and the streams in the frozen muck? They would freeze. You bet they would, he cried. And the United States Marines would rise from the swamp and march on. And where would the freezing stop? Unfortunately, the melting point of Ice 9 was 114.4 degrees. Once the entire planet locked up, it would probably never melt. Here's what the world looked like after Ice 9 was released into the environment, crystallizing all water on Earth, locking it into the Ice 9 configuration. There were no smells, there was no movement. Every step I took made a gravelly squeak in blue-white frost, and every squeak was echoed loudly. The season of locking was over, the Earth was locked up tight. In fact, there really is a form of ice called Ice 9. In Roman numerals, Ice 9 was discovered in 1968. It exists only under high pressure and does not have the properties of Vonnegut's Ice 9. Thankfully, Kurt Vonnegut's brother held a PhD in physical chemistry from MIT. He published papers on silver iodide and ice formation, including cloud seeding. So that's one possible source for the idea. It has also been suggested that when Vonnegut was working at General Electric, he was inspired by a company story relating to H.G. Wells. When Wells visited GE in the 30s, Nobelist chemist Irving Langmuir was tasked with keeping Wells entertained during his visit. Langmuir came up with an idea about a form of water that was solid at room temperature. Wells never published a story about it, but Vonnegut thought it was worth using. Crystallized water, or ice, has a greater variety of crystalline structures than perhaps any other material. Ordinary ice, like you might skate on, has a hexagonal structure. Water at different temperatures and pressures forms solids that are rhombohedral, tetragonal, cubic, or orthorhombic in structure. Some forms of frozen water are disordered, i.e. non-crystalline. Just so you know, the regular ice in your refrigerator is hexagonal ice, that is ice 1H. That's what makes nice hexagonal snowflakes. Aren't you glad you asked? So yeah, that's Ice 9, and the reason why I wanted to tell you about all that is because King Gizzard released a song today called Ice 5. They also announced not one, not two, but three new albums today, coming out in the next month or so. And it's unbelievable. I mean, in 2017, I believe, they released five albums, and this year they've already released, was that this year or last? I don't know. The point is, they release a lot of albums. I think this is like their 22nd, 23rd, and 24th studio albums, and I don't know how they do it because they've been touring all year. So that's pretty crazy. I'm thinking about seeing them. There's one show on their US tour that still has tickets, and it is in Queens, New York, on October 24th. I'm thinking about that one. We'll see. There's a whole bunch of really good concerts coming up. Next Monday, I'm seeing Courtney Barnett. The Sunday after that, I'm seeing Amel and the Sniffers. And then the next day, I am seeing... Stella Donnelly, who just released a new album. It came out days ago, weeks ago, very recently. And I got mine on vinyl 2 days ago, maybe? Sometime over the weekend. Very exciting. I got a nice t-shirt, too. I'll be wearing it to the show. Gotta support artists. It's important. Speaking of buying merch, I did pre-order all three of the new King Gizzard albums. So, that's, yeah. But they're all limited edition. It's cool. Anyway, here's Ice 5 by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Brand new today.
With the tongue of death, she smells what the wind says. Mother clinic, crystalline, spears of death, the shoe. if not at least sweet. Mean advice, suffice to say, engulfing all in crystal dismay.
I think that is very exciting. I can't wait to see the other songs on their new album. Always very, very exciting. On their new albums, excuse me. That was Ice 5, brand new song from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. There's a cool music video, but the end of the music video doesn't have that little snippet at the end of the song, which is obviously going to be leading into the next song, and I can't wait to see what it is. I'm not sure if I talked about the music that I played before that, so we had Rock Pile with Teacher Teacher, followed by Jethro Tull with Just One Teacher, and after that was Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, which just I needed to use to finish up the school set. Behind me now is Chet Atkins, Man of Mystery, and I'm going to be closing up with a song by Unknown Mortal Orchestra. I'll be back next week. My show is even more highly recommended. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you next week. But don't go anywhere. Mikey D's On the Town is coming up next. We'll be right back.